We've got some football to talk about here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Chris McPherson. And we've been talking about the Eagles on Eagles in training camp for the last few weeks. Now we're going to talk about the Eagles matching up against Tampa Bay. On Thursday night, the preseason begins at Lincoln Financial Field. And, Chris, the focus has really turned in this building from training camp to the preseason.
We've reached a milestone here, Dave. Today, on Monday, was the last live contact practice session for the Eagles. And the big reason for that is, as you mentioned, Dave, the Eagles can now turn their focus towards an opponent and start preparing for the week-in and week-out grind of what eventually will become the regular season. And we're not going to break down the X and O's of how the Eagles match up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, we'll see Jameis Winston and Mike Evans for a few snaps, maybe a couple series. But you really want to evaluate the Eagles from the new veterans to the rookies in a game situation. And we also get to see the debut of head coach Doug Peterson, his first game as an NFL head coach. So a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation in the building to see what the Eagles could potentially be here in 2016, Dave.
Yeah, it's time to get some roster evaluation and really take it to the next level. Of course, the primary purpose of these preseason games, and there are four of them for the Eagles, is to get the roster from 90 players where it stands to 53 in time for the Eagles and the Cleveland Browns on September 11th when the regular season begins. Now, there are going to be some players who aren't going to suit up for this ball game. There are some injuries to talk about. We'll get to that in a moment. But we want to focus first, I think, on the quarterback position. Doug Peterson talking about how he wants to use all four quarterbacks potentially in the Thursday preseason opener. Sam Bradford, Chase Daniel, Carson Wentz, McLeod, Bethel, Thompson all could see some action. And we are obviously focusing on the first three because they're the ones who are going to make this team. Peterson talked about the quarterbacks and how he plans to use them after practice on Monday.
I'm going to try to get them all in the game. Obviously, Sam will start with the ones. I got Chase going in there. Carson will take the bulk of the second half. And then when I get opportunity, I want to see McLeod get some time late in the game. I want to see the timing, the accuracy, and the decision-making with him. I want to see, you know, him being able to move our offense, you know, especially coming out of the locker room, potentially, you know, the second half of a game, you know, and starting fast, depending on whatever happens at the coin toss. And I just want to see that execution, and I want to see him lead the football team. Kind of goes back to the Carson question. I mean, just leading our offense, it's a new system that he's embraced. And you'd love to see points out of that first unit. You want to see, a high percentage of completed throws. Moving the chains. Obviously, it's a very watered down, vanilla game plan, so we allow the guys to play fast. It's not everything that we've done in camp up to this date. So, just the overall execution and minimizing mistakes, errors, poor decisions, that kind of thing. And just be nice and smooth, relax, and have fun out there. It's hard to say. I would go as far as saying if it's like a three and out deal, I would probably keep the ones in there for a little bit longer. It all just depends on how many plays they get. I don't have a set number of plays. If they go down and score, you know, maybe pull them out. It's your typical first preseason ball game from that standpoint.
So it's all about execution for the Eagles quarterbacks on Thursday night. As we heard from John DeFilippo on Sunday, the quarterback's coach, he wants to see this group move the offense, put points on the board, manage the game, manage the clock, run the huddle. And, Chris, we finally get to see how this rotation is going to work out.
Yes, of course. Everyone, I think, is very excited about Carson Wentz, the number two overall pick, especially with the fact that this will be the most that we'll expect to see him throughout the course of the entire 2016 season. But even if it might be for only a short amount of time on Thursday night, I want to see Sam Bradford has had the entire offseason to get healthy. Dave, you mentioned your interview with John DeFilippo. Sam is bigger and stronger than he's ever been. His footwork, he's much more confident in it than at this time of a year ago. So with all that being said, I want to see just, you know, can he move the football? How does he hold up in the pocket? The quarterbacks, they've not been able to be hit yet to this point. So in the new offense that Sam is running this year, do we see good decision-making? Does he get rid of the football on time? Can he move the offense? Does he look comfortable in the pocket? Those are the things we're going to be looking for on Thursday night.
And the scheme will be watered down. It will be vanilla. It will be basic. But the idea here is to go out, run the offense, play good football, and get out of there healthy. Now, the health issue is one that we've monitored very closely here for the last couple of weeks. The Eagles have some injuries that are mounting, and some players certainly won't see action in Thursday's game. Let's take a look at some of the updated injury news here. As the Eagles finish up practice on Monday, they've got Tuesday off and then a mock game on Wednesday. And I guess the big addition here, Michael Kendricks on page two, leaves practice on Monday with a tight hamstring. Jordan Matthews expected to be out for up to a couple of weeks here, perhaps, as they look to the regular season to get him ready. Everyone else, short term, nothing, any of these injuries will bleed over into the regular season.
Certainly, one guy who we've been excited to see at some point here in training camp, especially once the pads went on, was running back Wendell Smallwood. We figured he was day-to-day with that quad injury. I mean, unfortunately, he's just not been able to get back on the field, so there's no timetable at this point for his return. And he's someone who is a fifth-round pick, could make an instant impact in this Eagles offense with a running back by committee type situation with Ryan Matthews leading the way and Darren Sproles doing his damage as a receiver out of the backfield. There is room for reps there for Wendell Smallwood, but he has to be able to get on the field. Now, to take a deeper look into Smallwood's situation, he is a featured part of The Journey presented by AAA. Last week's episode featured rookies Carson Wentz and Blake Countess. This week, we're going to catch up with Wendell Smallwood, how his rehab is going, and also check in on a player coming back from injury, linebacker Jordan Hicks, last year's third-round selection, right after this break on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
Love me tender.
We can like many, but we can love only a precious few. Because it is for those precious few that you have to be willing to do so very much. But you don't have to do it alone. Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
One discovery sparks another, lighting the way for amazing achievements. At Jefferson's Vicki and Jack Farber Institute for Neuroscience. With our brightest minds focused on yours, we are pioneering new hope to prevent, treat, and cure brain and spine disorders. From the nation's first brain tumor removal to the region's first neuroscience hospital, look to us for breakthroughs that are light years ahead.
We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson. Time now for The Journey, featuring Wendell Smallwood, fifth-round draft pick from West Virginia, and Jordan Hicks, the second-year linebacker coming back from an injury, their journey through this 2016 training camp.
That should feel a little bit better right there, right? All right, now go ahead and slide back again. One more big breath. Same thing, you're going to go through warm-ups and all that stuff?
Yeah, so I'm going to try and go through individual.
Yep.
And try and
just try and do what you can do, yeah. And then I'll just be out there, and then if you can go, go. But if you can't, then we'll pick it up where we left off yesterday. Okay. We'll do some stuff there. Cool, yep.
So currently, you know, I'm 100%. I feel great. My body is healthy. My rehab process seemed long. But other than that, man, it's been a pretty good process. Just, you know, coming back from the pec and the little kinks and everything. But now I'm healthy, feel good, ready to get out there and bang.
Us being together, I think, is most important because these are the guys you're working with every day. These are guys you got to get to know and bond with. And I think us being together at the hotels and busing in the morning, you just start to understand a person more the more you get to know them. I think you're building lifelong friendship with those guys. Just us working together is going to build it even more.
What are your first impressions of Smallwood after a few days?
You know, I was excited when we drafted him. I was excited during rookie camp when we had him in here, the entire offseason program. And, you know, he's going to put himself in a position, I'm hoping, to help us this season. I think he's that good. Excellent route runner, good hands, and I love the fact that he's kind of a one-cut, no-nonsense type guy. He's a downhill guy, but fast enough to separate and, you know, create some long runs.
I think it's important. I mean, having an opportunity to go out and play this year is definitely my motivation. And not even looking at the depth chart, I'm just a competitive guy and I want to get better.
There's a saying that if you keep counting numbers, it's not going to do you any good. You got to continue to work, focus on the process, continue to work, worry about getting better each and every day. My situation, I had quite a bit of depth in the linebacker core. You know, I was coming in, third round pick, really didn't know where I stood, and there were a lot of numbers in front of me. And I just tried to stay humble, stay focused, continue to ask questions, figure out different things that I could pick up. I was, you know, trying to be as much of a sponge as possible, just trying to soak in every type of knowledge that I could get.
I take notes after them guys. They might do something, and I'm not going to be the guy to say, hey, I'm never going to do that. Never know how this game works. You know, guys could go down, something can happen. So I think I need to be mentally dialed in because it can happen to me just like it happened to them. So I think I need to prepare myself for any given situation I could be put in.
Coaches think very highly of Wendell Smallwood. How important is this time that he's missing, knowing that you want to see what he was like with the pads on?
Yeah, you know, it's tough for a young player and for us as coaches to get that true evaluation. But we know who he is, what he is. We saw a lot this spring. The first couple of days of camp, have a good idea. Right now, it's a matter of him just getting healthy and getting back on the field. So when he does come back, it's just a matter of, you know, trusting himself and getting him coached up.
Waking up this early every day, being there almost 12 hours a day, coming in the next day doing the same thing. It just shows guys dedication. Heading there early just to get some treatment before practice, and then I'm going to try to get a jump start while everyone's on break and get as much treatment as I can. And while I got this free time, instead of sitting around, I just want to be back.
Sometimes are good days, sometimes it's bad days. But I know I gotta keep getting better every day and keep doing whatever I have to do to get this opportunity and take advantage of it.
Great stuff there. We all hope that Smallwood gets back on the field quickly because, Chris, there is a role for him in this offense, and we all know what a player Jordan Hicks can be in the middle of the Seagulls defense.
Yes, what you love about Smallwood is the versatility that he brings to his team. He can run in between the tackles. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. And to be a back in this West Coast offense, you have to be well-versed across the board. The question is, how can he hold up in pass protection? And, Dave, you mentioned Hicks. It's interesting that last year he came in as the third-round pick, and he was expected to learn from D'Amico Ryans and the plethora of linebackers that the Eagles had at the time. You know, and then all of a sudden you have the Mufasa and Simba connection. And Hicks, because of injury, got thrust into the starting lineup, proved to be a revelation for this Eagles defense, was its best playmaker in that middle part of the defense there, and showed instant command. You know, the talent was there at the University of Texas. The question was always, could he remain healthy? Well, unfortunately, his season was derailed due to injury. We see the comeback there. Smallwood could be in a similar situation that maybe on paper you don't think that he's going to be an instant contributor, but he could have a role at some point this year. The key for him, though, he's got to get healthy and get back on the field, Dave.
Yeah, so that is the journey, part two. We hope you enjoyed that. We've got more to go here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, and we'll be back in just one moment.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports. Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot. So my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma, cancer. Scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
Mix and match any two for just $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Choose from a McDouble, McChicken sandwich, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or small fries. I'm loving it. And we welcome you back, Dave and Chris here, loving the fact that we've got some football to talk about after all of these weeks of just kind of making it up as we go along, let's be honest. There will be tackling on Thursday night. Full football as the preseason opener is here. And Chris, last year, Kenyon Barner was the player who emerged in the preseason and kind of became the star and certainly earned his place on the 53-man roster. Who's that player this year?
Ooh, look at that. Let's see. You go through the list. You're looking for a young guy who's trying to make a name for himself.
I'll go first. I'm going to go with Blake Countess. Now, Blake Countess, late-round draft pick, undersized player, was at two colleges trying to make it here in the Eagles secondary. Looking for him on special teams, also as a reserve safety. The Eagles certainly not pleased with the depth that they have seen in training camp at the safety positions. Blake Countess, who I think is an instinctual guy. He's got a lot of football savvy, not a big physical commanding presence, but I think he does enough in coverage and in finding the football to make this roster. So may not be the sexy pick, may not be the one scoring the touchdowns, but I'm saying that Blake Countess is the one who emerges in this training camp and preseason period.
You know, there's two guys on offense that I could think about going with, but they're veteran guys. Guys like Chris Givens and Reuben Randall fitting into this offense, seeing how they do. So I'm going to stay away from those guys. I'm going to go back to defense, and because of injury, Steven Means is a player who has a chance to work his way onto the roster. The Eagles want depth at defensive end, and you feel pretty good about the top three guys, Connor Barwin, Vinny Curry, and Brandon Graham. Who is the fourth guy in the rotation? Marcus Smith, he came into training camp in the lead, but has been sidelined due to a concussion. Steven Means earned some praise from Jim Schwartz during the press conference on Sunday. If Means can open some eyes during training camp, he's a guy with some NFL experience. Maybe he works his way onto the 53-man roster.
Right, we'll keep our eyes on that. We've got four games, game number one coming up on Thursday night. The schedule changes a lot, Chris, with the players now who are in meetings throughout the day on Monday. And then Tuesday, the day off. So what do we got ahead for the fans?
Well, Doug Peterson will address the media one final time ahead of Thursday's preseason opener. We will carry that live for you at 10 a.m. We already got an idea of who will play how much at the quarterback position, but those other injuries that we've gone through, which guys will definitely be out, he will touch on that on Tuesday, so make sure to check that out. And then the newest episode of the Eagles Live podcast.
Yes.
That will come your way on Tuesday.
Excited.
Featuring Eagles preseason analyst Mike Mayock.
Mike Mayock, a bunch of coaches, John DeFilippo, as well as Doug Peterson, the very latest from him. We'll visit with Kenyon Barner. We've got the Merrill Minute. Merrill Reese tells us what he's looking for in this preseason opener.
And then we have our preview show on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity coming your way on Wednesday. We'll highlight some guys to watch and kind of, you know, give
an overview
of which guy.
My guy to watch is a veteran, and I'm not going to tell you why. But
don't spoil it now. Save something.
He has big goals for Thursday night, all right?
Save some juice for
Wednesday. So you're all set to go. Everybody, settle in. The preseason is upon us, and it can't get here fast enough. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.